eight at the combine, and you saw that he was a high school track athlete, obviously an outstanding football player, and now Reese, he's a first rounder.
Maria, they trained for hours a day, and that family photo you're showing is the toughest that that means business now. Hey, yeah, the serious game training phase.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Joe?
We are live, bro. We are live for our first ever After Hours draft show. And, man, what a way to start the first round. Let's get right into it, Mike.
Let's get into it, brother.
CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver out of Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Can you believe it?
CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma. I can't. I really can't believe it, and here's why. Our guy, AJ Terrell, Clemson product, the Atlanta Falcons, who everyone really had mocked, Kalavon Chaisson, to the Atlanta Falcons. They go get, it's like they listen to us, AJ Terrell, an outstanding corner, and you know. So I'm thinking, okay, Xavier McKinney's there, Kalavon Chaisson's there. You know, the Dallas Cowboys, they got to address defense this year. They got to give Mike Nolan some help on the defense side of the ball. They went and they got CeeDee Lamb, which is a beast, top 10 talent in this year's draft. But my brain was so wired on defense of players that my reaction might not suited well with a lot of people. What was your reaction, Joe?
Yeah, and that's what happens every draft. You know, you kind of get locked in on a player, and you start to see the players fall. You know, you see CeeDee Lamb, like, he's still there. And, yeah, Atlanta took Terrell, and the Cowboys, I think, wanted to grab him. Interesting enough, Kalavon Chaisson was still on the board, and, you know, he went a little bit later, but yeah, the Cowboys, they went – this to me, I think, you know, they went with best player available. And apparently, you know, CeeDee Lamb was very high on their board, and you couldn't you know, you couldn't ignore your board. Like I said, it was like – it's like the flashing light, like they said last year with McGovern. That flashing light there with CeeDee Lamb, like, hey, this guy shouldn't be here. He shouldn't be here. What are you going to do? So, you know – they made the pick, and you know, you gotta let it settle in. I think I know. In my live stream, a lot of fans were pumped about it, seeing that he was falling to us. And you know, you and I talked about it. There was a possibility that one of these receivers was going to be there, you know, and there might be a decision there. But you know, it is what it is. Cowboys decided to push the pedal to the metal with CeeDee Lamb. So, what's your thoughts on how he'll fit in to this offense, Mike?
I think he can fit in into a lot of places. And, you know, you could put him at the X, you could put him at the Y, you could put him in the slot. And Amari Cooper is so versatile also, he can go to the slot too. And, you know, the Eagles, I'm going to talk about our NFC's rival, the Eagles. You know, they got Darius Slay from the Detroit Lions because, you know, it was probably for Amari Cooper. And now they got to worry about Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb. It's crazy. And Joe, if I can make this point real quick, this draft right here, this particular draft, reminded me so much of 2014, when, you know, we all needed defensive help, and the Cowboys actually had Ryan Shazier written down on their card to turn it in. The Steelers drafted him right there, I think it was 16, and the Dallas Cowboys went ahead and drafted Zach Martin. This is almost just like the 2014 draft. You know, you expect defense, you get an offensive player, and we all know how Zach Martin went out and is playing right now at the best left right guard in all of football. But CeeDee Lamb, he could fit anywhere on this offense. Just give him the ball, his yards after catch, his hands radius, his speed, he will fit well in the Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy offense show.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's a good point. You know, that's the versatility. The Cowboys are really going to spread people out now. And now it's like, you know, you talk about the Eagles, you know, they try to get slain here. But now it's pick your poison, you know. Yeah, maybe you're going to slow down Cooper. He's still going to get his. Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Zeke, Blake Jarwin, if he turns into what the fans are hoping he's going to turn into, I mean, on paper, you know, this offense should be very, very prolific, very explosive. And just thinking about that side of the ball, the offense, you know, like CeeDee Lamb, wow. How the heck did he last 17, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you look, and the first top five, you know, the first five picks in the draft, you kind of expected it, you know, to go that way. And teams were really just picking needs. I mean, the first wide receiver to go was Henry Ruggs to the Las Vegas Raiders. And that's at number 12. Cowboys are at number 17. So to see that drop and where players and where teams were picking the players at, Joe, it almost makes sense CeeDee Lamb was right there at 17.
Yeah. Tremendous, tremendous value. Tremendous value. I don't think the Cowboys could believe he was there, and you know, but the way the draft fell, one of them was bound to be there, and you know, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was Henry Ruggs to the Las Vegas Raiders, and then the Denver Broncos snagged up Jerry Jeudy, and then A.J. Terrell went to the Atlanta Falcons, and Cowboys snatched up CeeDee Lamb. So if the Dallas Cowboys had CeeDee Lamb graded higher than a defensive player, you got to respect the pick, and this is that type of scenario.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I like this pick, man. It really protects the offense. And, you know, we talked about Amari Cooper's contract. It's basically a 2-year deal with the money front loaded. So if after 2 years, you know, you never know. You know, not to say that something would happen, but the Cowboys made that contract where it's basically a 2-year extension. So you got a player in place, and we always talk about Mike McCarthy. McCarthy does. Yeah, he likes to have somebody in the chamber ready to go in case something happens. So, it's a good move. You know, let's go ahead and change gears now, Mike, and preview day two of the draft. Okay, so we got our offensive weapon. The offense looks like it should be humming on all cylinders. The defense, I think, needs to get some attention here on day two. What's your gut feeling on what the Cowboys should do here in day two in the second and third round?
You know, this brings me back to when they traded up with the Washington Redskins, go get DeMarcus Lawrence. Jerry Jones is not scared to go look and trade up. And the best player available on the board right now is Xavier McKinney. I don't know if the draft is over yet. And I don't know, there was two picks left in the last look. But Xavier McKinney, he's the best player on the board when it comes to the defense side of the ball. Like I said, there's Antoine Winfield Jr. Right there if you want to talk about safety from Minnesota. And then after that, you got A.J. Espinoza. I think you really like A.J. Espinoza. Then there's Yetur Gross-Matos from Penn State. He's still there. So that if the Dallas Cowboys want some of this talent, I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas Cowboys trade up and go get, you know, a guy like Winfield Jr. from Minnesota, Joe.
I think I'm on board. I think I'm on board of moving up just like we did, man. And you made a good point about 2014. This almost kind of feels like it, you know. They probably had AJ's name written there, and they went ahead and got the other guy with Lamb. And then here we are again, you know, like it's rock and roll time for the Cowboys. They got a lot of options. Like, you know, do you want to grab that safety, McKinney? Trayvon Diggs, is he still available? I think he might still be. I don't think I saw his name go across the.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs is still is still available. Yes, yeah, he is.
Trayvon Diggs, he's on the board. Let's see.
Jalen Johnson still on the board.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson's there. McKinney's there.
Gallimore from Oklahoma. He's still there.
Grant Delpit, he's still out there. Yeah, Fulton's out there too, huh?
Yeah, Davidson from Auburn's still there too.
Okay. Lots of talent, man. I told you guys there were going to be second round picks. I can already hear some of these guys. I mean, it's just you know, you just don't know. I mean, who would have thought Jalen Reagor would be a first-round pick? Nobody saw that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jalen Reagor. Wow. That, I mean, he went to the Eagles. I don't know how he's going to help them much, you know, but.
Well, I look at Jalen, you know, Reagor. You know, you see his highlight tapes. They lost Darren Sproles. They got a running back similar to him. But I think Reagor is that speed that you're losing from a guy like Sproles. I think that's why the Eagles maybe picked him.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I thought they could have got something better there, but
granted, it is different positions, but I mean on the special team side is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not hating that pick anyway. I think they, you know, the Eagles draft kind of weird sometimes, man. And I've seen some of their fans kind of getting all crazy when I was scrolling through Twitter. So, but man, we got the 51st pick on day two. I really do like that idea, Mike, of moving up. Let's get aggressive here. Our offense is pretty dang stacked. You know, it's like, you know, what else would you need to do? You know, you still have some picks. You got the two fifth round picks. I like that idea, Mike. I gotta say, I wouldn't mind trading up, man. Let's go get somebody.
Yeah, I think the Dallas Cowboys looking at their draft board, because if they feel like a player is going to go away, everybody knows how Jerry Jones is. Jerry Jones, if he feels like a player is going to go away, and Jerry and Mike McCarthy, Will McClay, these guys really, really like them, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, they're going to give a couple of picks away to move up and go get their guy. They've done it in the past, and if they got to do it this draft, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I really think this is what – should be, you know, something they're going to, you know, huddle with here and talk about. They're going to game plan it. You know, we talked about this on our preview that once the day one's over, they regroup, they look what's left at the board, and if they want to make a move, they'll do it, you know. And you go from 51 to, you know, into the 30s or whatever, you can get yourself somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody can contribute, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then real quick, just to touch on this, Joe, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Dak Prescott's brother unfortunately passed away. No details on how he did it, but thoughts and prayers to Dak Prescott and his family.
No, I didn't hear that, but that's very unfortunate. That's
sad news.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. But one heck of a draft, first round, a couple of surprises. Did anything in the first round kind of surprise you as far as, like, other teams or where players fell or anything like that, Mike?
Not necessarily. I thought the draft really came to the Dallas Cowboys in this one. You know, I Ken Law, you know, going at 14 to the San Francisco 49ers, I, you know, that was kind of shocked to me because, you know, the injury health issues and stuff like that. I mean, the Miami Dolphins taking a chance on Tua there, you know, that was a shocker. But, hey, it is what it is. This is the NFL draft. You know, it gets exciting sometimes, like when teams take chances on players that have been hurt. But I think the Miami Dolphins made a great decision on taking that chance on Tua. And I think the San Francisco 49ers – made a great chance taking a chance on Kinlaw, you know, these injured players. And then, you know, we got a lot of heat with A.J. Terrell, you know, talking about he'll be there in the second round. He went right before the Cowboys at 16. So there was no shock there. I mean, I think our process, Joe, covering this draft, getting ready for the first day of the draft, I really think that it fell the right way.
Yeah, it did, man. It really did, you know, and the Cowboys set themselves up really good with free agency, and you're right, man. It worked out really well for the Cowboys. We were on top of Terrell, you know, from the get go, man. And hats off to you know, our first mock drafts. I know he was your guy there, you know, and ever since that, you know, we kind of honed in on him, and Cowboys liked him a lot, and. Here we are, day two. Tomorrow we'll do it all over again, Mike.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to it. I expect the Dallas Cowboys to trade up. They'll get their defensive guy. Or, you know, the Dallas Cowboys might let the draft come to them. Who knows? You know, picks are limited. Maybe, just maybe, a player gets traded. You know, a Tyron Crawford, something like that can get traded, you know, for a little bit more draft stock, and maybe you don't have to give up a draft pick. Hey, I'll give you this for that. So, you know, not everybody's safe. A player could get traded tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that, guys. But, you know, Cowboys didn't fill their defensive needs. We got CeeDee Lamb. I like the pick. But my, like I said, my brain was wired for defense.
And we can also bury, finally, the Jamal Adams trade talk. Thank God.
Or the Dez signing talk, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's it. That's it. That kind of puts the nail in the coffin on that one as well. But that's good, Mike. Good conversation. I hope you guys are able to catch this on the replay. This is the Frisco Report after our show, after the draft. We'll have it again tomorrow and on Saturday. Mike, let these guys know where they can find you, man.
Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and on Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. Give me a follow. Give me a DM. That's where the conversation starts. Yo, it's always great for you. The first day is over. Y'all have a good night.
Appreciate you, Mike, man. I'm really proud of our draft coverage. Couldn't do it without you, bro. So I'm real proud of it. And we'll see which of our players we kind of broke down here on the on these next couple of days show up. And we'll be ready to discuss it with you guys. All right? So keep an eye on that one. You can find me on YouTube, Cowboys Blog on YouTube, and Cowboys Blog Net on Twitter and Instagram. But from myself and Mike, we really do appreciate you, and we'll catch you for the next draft post show. Thanks, everybody.
Peace.